Yo, 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 we appreciate you taking the time to check out the Bro Talk Live podcast. Now, listen, we need your help. We want to get to as many people as possible, so we need you to tell everyone you know about our podcast. There's bigger things we want to do, and we can't get there without your help. Now, the easiest thing you can do is share this episode to your social media channel. And we can do Instagram, we can do Twitter, we can do Snapchat, anything you want to do. We'd also appreciate it, though, if you leave us a rating on iTunes. And lastly, subscribe to the show on our YouTube channel. Head over to brotalklive.com to get connected to everything dealing with the bros.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a hug.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the show that we don't even have to make up stuff for because the world is so crazy. We get our material for free each and every week. Let's kick it to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited. Look, guys, before we start, I want to give a major shout out to the podcast True Flavor Pod. If you guys are listening to us, I think you guys will like them too. Like, give them, you know, like, check them out. True Flavor Pod. It's TrueFlavorPod. Like, definitely check them out and see what they, you know, have cooking. They're actually a really cool group out of Mississippi. So it's like kind of cool because, you know, I have family out there. So it's very dope just to kind of like hear some type of like positive influences coming out of there. This is a shirt from them. If you guys want to get your own, you can check out their website and check out their Instagram and Twitter pages.
Ty, what up? How are you, sir?
Feeling great. Happy to have you all with us today. That's it.
I thought you was going to say something trendy after that, but
I stopped. Did, but my brain froze up. You know, I'm getting old, though. When I started this show, I was so young.
Oh. A repping for the HBCU today?
Yes, always and forever.
Lincoln University, the first and the finest. Bill, what up?
Hello. I am actually repping not the HBCU today, but the Cross Country State Championship hoodie for 2017.
Oh, good. So that's what I'm wearing. Did anyone meet and greet at Hershey Park?
No.
Actually, no. I got lucky last year. It was a Trump rally, and so we dodged that this year.
Oh, good. All right, Trump cool. Rally. Bro Talk Live, you're right on the mark. Jason's doing good, if anyone cares, but, you know, such is life.
We don't.
Oh, okay. All right, first story we have up on the docket is the story that people have been talking about all day. Meek Mill, will you be chanting free Meek Mill? That is the hashtag that is once again going around, the town because Meek Mill, once again, is incarcerated. Meek Mill was sentenced by a judge to 2 to 4 years in prison after violating his parole twice this year, once for fighting and again for reckless driving. Meek had been on parole since 2009 after being arrested on drugs and weapons charges. And earlier this year, in March, Meek was arrested after a fight at a St. Louis airport. And in August, he was arrested again for reckless driving in New York City, as you can see here with the pictures of the dirt bike. He later said that this was the result of a late night appearance on Jimmy Fallon, and he was shooting a music video afterwards, which is why he was popping wheelies in the streets of New York City. Although both charges were eventually dropped, the judge said that the arrest violated his parole, and he is now in jail. The judge also cited the rapper's repeated scheduling of concerts in areas where she had reportedly barred him from performing. She said, quote, "I gave you break after break and you basically just thumbed your nose at this court." She also ignored the recommendation of no jail time that the prosecution suggested to her and instead immediately sentenced Meek to prison. There were a lot of visceral reactions to the charges from celebrities such as Jay-Z, saying the sentence handed down by the judge against the recommendation is unjust and heavy-handed. We will always stand by and support Meek Mill, both as he attempts to right this wrongful sentence and then in returning to his musical career. He said that on his Facebook page. Kevin Hart said, "Praying for my brother Meek Mill right now. God sometimes puts the toughest battles on his strongest soldiers. I'm here for you, man. My brother for life. Always here for you, man. This storm will pass. Stay strong and keep your head up." Snoop Dogg said, "Head up, G. We with you. Free Meek Mill." Some other reactions from people had some nice hot takes. For failed urine test, Meek Mill was sentenced to more jail time than Darren Wilson, who is Michael Brown's killer, Tamir Rice's killer, Eric Garner's killer, John Crawford's killer, Walter Scott's killer combined. But not everyone was on Meek Mill's side. There was some criticism from the other side that said, number one, he violated his probation 3 years in. He continued to violate his probation. He ignored a court order to attend classes. He had his probation revoked. He was released and violated parole. He was put on house arrest, and then he was arrested twice. There has been no comment from Nicki Minaj or Drake with these sentences. But Meek's lawyer had a lot to say. Joe Tacopina had this to say about the judge. Her name is Janice Brinkley, and he said this. There's a judge.
She's old nasty one.
Apparently, he said this. There's a judge that's supposed to be a fair, neutral arbitrator and oversee both the probation officer and the district attorney, recommended no incarceration for these violations, no incarceration. But this judge excoriated both of them, challenged their credibility, and overrode both law enforcement agencies' recommendations and went from 0 to 2 to 4 years, which shows that she clearly had a personal vendetta against this guy. He continued, but when you look at all the other facts, like a judge crossing the line of professionalism and traditional conduct and will make the request that Meek Mill re-record a famous Philadelphia pop band Boyz II Men song on Bended Knee, I don't understand how that would work anyway, where he concludes with a tribute to her and mentions her by name in the song. And he, of course, was laughing and he thought it was a joke. She said, "I'm serious." He refused to do that. So that right there was totally an inappropriate request. When she requested he leaves his current management, Roc Nation, and goes back to a local Philadelphia guy who has a spotted past because she had a personal relationship with him as manager. Again, she's doing something that a judge would never be doing, having a personal interest. We're going to appeal. We're going to appeal until this gets rectified, and it will get rectified. I'm sure of that. So, guys, based on all this information I just gave you, will you be chanting Free Meek Mill in these Philly streets?
So I'll go. Anyone who knows me knows that I like my rosé red and I like my diamonds blue.
Oh, girl.
And I keep a dime chick like five times two. Okay. So that's number one. I'm absolutely going to be chanting it, not in these streets, though, because I'm far more classy to be chanting out in these streets and on the Facebook and on the internet, like, you know, unlike other people are. But this is absolutely ridiculous. Let me tell you something. This woman has sentenced some people that I know to, like, much harsher times for much less crimes than, like, violating parole. She is a nasty woman. I mean, just, like, the she ought to be locked up herself. Lock her up.
Do you believe that story about the Boyz II Men thing?
I actually do. For real though, like, I do know people that was sentenced, like, that had her. So, like, the way Philly courts work, like, a lot of, for certain things, for certain, like certain violations, a lot of people get, like, the same judges. So, like, I've known people that have had Judge Carpenter and Judge DeFino. Like, there are certain judges you just get. And I know that friends and family that have been sentenced by her.
Oh, Bended Knee of all songs? Like, that's really random.
Listen, she is a nasty, nasty, ridiculous woman, and she should not be a judge.
Ty, what's your thoughts on Meek Mill sentencing?
I definitely am not going to be in the street screaming Free Meek Mill.
Free Rob Meek.
Personal relationship. However, I'm never down for any man being put in jail, especially if that can be avoided. So I definitely think that he should be released from prison, given maybe if he violated probation, maybe we could extend his probation or something like that. I don't think that he needs 2 years in jail. I don't think that that's going to be anything productive. Jail is just not a productive place. At this point, all of Philly's prisons are for profit, and they're trying to stuff people full of stuff them in the prisons as much as they can. They just built a new prison here. So they're only trying to get as many people into that prison as possible. And that judge, who is apparently a nasty person, is just helping
allegedly
that profit along.
I mean, these are all allegations.
No, these are not allegations. These are known facts out in these streets. This woman is nasty. They just built a new prison, but they can't find money for schools.
Dex, how do you feel about the whole Meek Mill thing? Do you feel like there's been a lot of unnecessary outreach?
I think it's really interesting. Like, you know, one of the things that really sticks out to me, when some people get in trouble, you know, local people always speak out. They always say what they have to say about it. So, like, I expected that. But what I didn't expect is to see so many celebrities, like, speak out about it. I saw Jay-Z speak out about it, which I understand they have a business relationship. So maybe that's why. Same with Rick Ross. But there were also, like, other people, like Tyrese, spoke out about it. So it was, like, so many, like, there's more people that I just didn't really expect to, like, have a say-so with this situation. They had, like, a lot to say about it. And it's kind of interesting because I don't feel like they talk about a lot of other social issues that I would like to hear them, like, speak about. So, like, I want to, like, encourage them to, like, always kind of look into this kind of stuff and talk about it, even though it's not a person that's, like, directly connected with you. One of our viewers, actually, Marion, actually, who's a big supporter of the show, she had some very strong comments. So I just wanted to, like, put those out. Like, she said, first things first, like, you know, I know many won't agree with my opinion, but hey, that's why it's, quote, my opinion.
Okay.
The black community has to do better. Start changing the dialogue. No, I don't have bail money either. Act right and don't pay the consequences. She continues that by saying, never been a fan of the whole free so-and-so, and now I'm not about to start breaking that law. If you guys don't want to go to jail, don't break the law. And if you're going to be about that life, don't be mad when you end up in jail. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. So, that's, like, you know,
black people don't have to break laws.
Like,
hold on. That's where you finish?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of people who have, like, you know, there's a lot of opposition. Like, you know, like, we heard what you guys said, and then there's some people who, like, disagree with that. So I just think it's really interesting how divided people are when it comes to this situation.
Ty, what were you saying?
Oh, black people have to break the law to get in jail. Like,
in this instance, Meek clearly violated.
But here's the thing. What's the interesting to me?
That what is normal in that case? We have to look and see if that's something normal. Like, if people are set, if the district attorney are not recommending, and everybody else, whoever else, the hell else, are not recommending jail time, then why are you overstepping that and saying no? I think we'll sit in jail. Like, for what purpose?
Because she was saying that the prosecutor that recommended no jail time, her excuse was that he had not been there throughout all the cases that she has adjudicated with Meek Mill in it. So that prosecutor does not know the whole story. So that's why she decided to override that. That's what she said.
Here's the thing about that, though. So, like, I've been in court and without putting too many details out, like, I'm currently going through something with a relative right now where, like, I'm there. So the thing is that when you are...
I'm just trying to figure out why you would say, like, not trying to put too many details out. Like, now I want to know details.
Well, I'll tell you details off the air. But when you are somebody's lawyer, they give you... Yeah, right. I'll be in jail next for putting blood in your mouth.
I'm tired now. Come on.
When you are somebody's lawyer and you get all the facts, period. You get the entire scope of the case. You get the previous cases. Those are some things that you go into court with. So the judge sidestepping and the prosecution, especially in Philadelphia, does not always give a recommendation to not press charges, to not go forth. So the judge sidestepping that is literally a slap in the face. And then you look at things when a judge adjudicates other situations, they look at what the violations of parole are.
I mean, but still, at the end of the day,
also looks at what the violations are. And what gets me is that these pull yourself up by the bootstrap blacks always are saying, oh, well, you need to just stay out of trouble.
But yeah, but there's also a precedent.
But that is true, though.
It's true, but he was shooting a music video. He was sustaining
allegedly
his career.
But
these
but
are not the point. These are not. But what
but
I'm saying
forget,
is that there
we
are
reported
there
on the story.
Circumstances.
Hold up, we reported on the story
there
a couple of years ago. We reported on a story a couple of years ago where Meek Mill. We talked about Meek Mill calling this woman a B, and he had to go face. I remember the story vividly. He called her a B in one of the songs. Said the judge that arrested me. She's a
and
B.
She
in
is.
The song. And she didn't throw him in jail then. That was in 2015.
Well, I mean, so, she can't. What are you going to say?
But she wanted to. That was because.
And, so you can't right, act like right. Noel has been the most honorary citizen.
But
I'm not saying he's. I'm not saying he is the model citizen that people.
That's what it sounded like.
But what I'm saying is that there are extenuating circumstances when your profession dictates that there are certain things you do. His profession.
He didn't have to call her a B on a record.
I disagree with that. Like, you're using
Snoop
this.
Snoop didn't have to talk about murder in a record, but he did it, and he still didn't get charged. He's still not a convicted felon.
Right, but I personally witnessed, like I went to Made in America. After Made in America, I witnessed him, and I talked about it here on the show. Speeding down the street, like that's dangerous. Like that's you're Meek Mill. We know for a fact that this guy is not like you said, a model citizen. So it's like, I think people got to kind of relax a little bit. I'm not saying that you shouldn't say, like, he shouldn't be in jail. Because you guys make great points as to
why he's not making it any easier
for him. But don't make it like he's one of these people who is doing so well with himself. Because he has a lot of problems with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a problematic person. I'm not saying that he's not. But the question is, does he deserve 2 to 4 years in jail for...
riding dirt bikes in the street? Absolutely not. And I'm going
to
write.
I think that we have to consider, like, you got to think about how schools are moving. Like, they don't want you to suspend kids. They don't want you to do this. Right. They don't want you to do that. But the criminal justice system, they have no problem with doing any of those things. Like, you're not allowed to restrain. You're not allowed to touch kids. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. But then when they turn 18, criminal justice system, police slam you to the ground and throw you in jail without any problem. They pull you over, they snatch you out your car, they do all types of crazy stuff.
Right.
And it's just like, why is the criminal justice system not catching up?
And that's definitely true.
The way they want the rest of the world to be.
Definitely. Okay.
So you got, are you rooting for Meek to beat this case, this appeal?
Absolutely. I don't see why.
Absolutely.
Not, like I said, I'm not like a huge Meek Mill fan, and I'm really not. And I only keep with Dom Chick because that's just who I am. But I'm not saying I don't really buy. I don't really, listen to Meek Mill's music like that, but I just don't think that that's right to do. Like, why are we in, like...
Okay. I don't think
is right to do is to talk about having your rose red and your diamonds blue when you should be talking about the Maybach that people thought he rented. That's more important. That's what you should be talking about, because Dreams and Nightmares are a much better song than that. I'm just saying.
More like Dreams in Jail Time. How about that?
He's living a nightmare, all right.
All right. Should the Smiths get their money back? They might have already. Tyrese was photographed. One of our leading candidates for Stunt Queen of the Year was photographed with a picture that says Acrotress. That's an ACRTRESS. Smith. I don't know why he has that in his phone. Maybe there's other Jada Pinkett Smiths that he has records.
Why is his phone on like 4% though? That's important.
Why can't he spell actress? But that's Tyrese. He put this on Instagram. Sometimes you just need one phone call. Just know that God's the greatest. They don't want any love. They just told me to go easy. Just know that it's just good to know there's still some really nice, sincere people out there. Jada-Pinkett-Smith, because apparently her whole name is hyphened now. And my hero, Will Smith, not only does your heart beat for Shayla, it beats for the world. We love and appreciate you more than you could ever know.
What the hell is that about? Like, what?
What is he saying? What language is that?
I guess this meant that he spoke to Jada Pinkett Smith about the fact that he doesn't have any money to pay for his daughter's legal fees. His daughter does not have cancer or anything like that, but it's the legal fees that he's paying that actually the charges got dropped. For child abuse, but he had to do all that. Then a couple of days later, he decided to speak more on it. He said, when we show up for each other, there's nothing that can't be done. I repeat, nothing. My wife kept the news away from me because I've been on with lawyers all day, but our family and our sister, Jada-Pinkett Smith, and my brother, Will Smith, just sent us $5 million to help keep us afloat. You guys asked me to get off and stay off the internet now that my daughter's legal fees will be paid. I will listen. He has not. The Smiths and their whole family has always shown up for the Gibsons. Uncle Will, you're an uncle for real. And I'm saying again, if you guys are out there in Atlanta, please blah, 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 blah.
Send me $5 million.
Listen, how do I get their phone? Make this phone call.
Tyrese has yet to receive these funds. Last Facebook Live message, which was what, 10 hours ago, Dex. He said that he's still waiting on the wire transfer to clear for the $5 million. The charges have been dropped, so I'm not really sure which legal fees need to be paid. But just for the hell of it, Revolt TV decided to post this Instagram post. Do you think great music should overshadow their personal troubles or music artists discussed below? And Chris Brown decided to respond on that by saying, "The FBI used me." I thought that was hilarious when I saw that. Guys, should the Smiths get their money back? I mean, because Tyrese technically didn't get off social media. He's been posting every hour on the hour, it seems like, on Instagram.
The Smiths can...
They shouldn't give him nothing.
The Smiths are wasting... I don't know why they would give him money in the first place. I think that was really dumb of them to waste $5 million. Tyrese, if you want to throw $5 million...
Allegedly. I mean, none of the Smiths confirmed that they did, but according to Tyrese.
Well...
And they won't, because they have better social media sense than that.
If you want to throw $5 million around, I'm glad to take it to do something.
Y'all can keep my life afloat.
Far more useful with it than keep Tyrese afloat. Like, he's a grown-ass man, and you've made lots of money in your life. It's your business you don't have money.
Not interested. Dex, should the Smiths go get their money back? Do you think they actually – I don't even think they actually agreed to this. I think Tyrese did this himself.
He said that they never gave him the money. So I believe him. I don't think Tyrese is lying, to be honest with you.
No, I believe they never gave him the money, but I don't believe they ever said they were going to give him the money.
I couldn't see Jada Pinkett just calling him just to be like, hi, either.
I mean, why would you call someone and give them $5 million? For what? Like, what do you mean?
Jada called him. I feel like Will and Jada are these. They're like your aunt and your uncle who feel like they can just boss you around because they throw money at you. Like, they called him and said, look, you're making a fool out of yourself on social media. We want you off. We want you to put that phone in the drawer and don't tweet nothing else. I better not hear another word out of you. Now, what are we going to do for you? We're going to give you $5 million. Don't say nothing. We're just going to give you $5 million. You don't got to pay it back because we know The Rock is already about to put you out of Hollywood, so you don't got to pay it back.
You ain't got it.
Tyler Perry ain't gonna work with you, and we can't work with you either. So look, you ain't gonna work again, but this $5 million, we're gonna put it in your account. Just be quiet, lay low for a little bit, and maybe a couple years from now, somebody will do a Baby Boy sequel and they'll put you in it. And that was the conversation. And then Tyrese was
Here's the thing.
I got that. As soon as he requested the $5 million, obviously, through Cash App.
You think he did it through PayPal or Venmo?
No, he did it through Cash App.
Send him the invoice? Sure.
So then, like, Will was like, no, I'm not going to Cash App it to you. I'm going to wire it over. I'm going to go to the bank in the morning. That wasn't enough for Tyrese. So he decided, you know what? Let me go. Let me push Will a little bit faster. And then so he posted all this stuff. And that's when Will was like, man, I ain't going to the bank. And now here we are. But where there's a problem, there's always a solution. And us over here, Bro Talk Live, we're going to be a part of the solution. We have, and you can check on our Instagram page at Bro Talk Live or our Facebook page, or our Twitter page at Bro Talk Live. And you can see that we actually created a GoFundMe for Tyrese. So if you, during this holiday season, want to give and you want to help somebody out, Jason, play the In the Arms of an Angel song behind us. Are in the holiday spirit and you want to give to the less fortunate, please consider visiting brotalklive.com and donate to Tyrese's GoFundMe. Thank you.
Here's the thing. I don't even think Tyrese actually spoke to Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. I feel like he called them, and this was after they changed their phone number, so he wasn't even speaking to anybody. He just took his iPad and took a picture of the phone call, and when he got off of that picture, it was like, doo-doo-doo.
And look, mind you, he spelled actress wrong and put her whole name in there. So she'd be like, that's not me. He'd be like, oh, I never said it was you. Like, look, it's not spelled right. That's, or he was you on the phone, something.
Listen, or he was on the phone with Pizza Hut and changed the name.
That's right. That's what it is. Bow Wow Challenge. You know, people know how to get around things nowadays.
I can't imagine them forking over $5 million.
To Tyrese.
Like, because when Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell, who are their best friends,
what connection do they have?
But
what connection do they have that they will be Uncle Will and Aunt Jada? Like, what is that?
Ty, if you give me $5 million, you're my best friend and brother. What do you mean? Like,
you're right. He went from brother children to
if you give me $5 million.
You could be Zaddy for $5 million.
They ain't kidding nobody. Listen, for $5
million. All right, moving on. Was this always a joke or did he cave? We're talking about Diddy. Diddy went on social media saying that he was going to change his name. He said, my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. He said, I've been praying on this, and I knew it was risky because it can come off as corny to some people, but I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different, so my name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love. People clowned him on Twitter for a couple of days subsequently. And he decided to renege on his set promise. He went on Instagram saying, today, I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play with the internet. Due to the overwhelming response from the media out there and just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking, okay? I didn't change my name. It's just part of one of my alter egos. One of my alter egos is Love. But to set the record straight, because I have a lot of press to do in the next couple of weeks, you can address me by any of my older name. But if you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby. But I was only playing. So do you think it was always a joke or did he cave into the pressure?
I think he was high and he went out and acted a damn fool. And
like he usually does.
I realized how stupid that was and was like, damn, when once he came to, he was like, I look stupid as hell. And once he saw the response, he went back and recanted on it because he knew he looked stupid as hell.
Let me paint this picture. Because not only was he high when he did this, but he actually was going to go through with this. And when he was on his way coming down from that high, he got a phone call from Sony addressing him as Puff Daddy. And that's what happened. Slave Master was like, your name is Toby. What's up, Master?
He didn't prove any names through us, so that's going to be enough for us.
Dex, what you think?
You know, for me, I actually adopted the whole, like, changing up different names and stuff like that, like the Team Dex and Dexstar and the Unicorn. Like, I actually adopted that from Diddy. And for me, it's just always kind of, like, work. And I feel like if you call yourself something and you work it in long enough, like, people just are buying it. Like, no matter what it is, like, people just know it. If you market it good. Like,
you know what? You're right, Dex.
Huh?
You're right, because that whole the one thing and Team Dex.
Like, people do it.
You're awesome with that.
Stop. Yeah. but like Diddy's legit like the person who started that. Like he made that happen. And I feel like now that in the social media age, like you have to have like really like thick skin. And I don't think Diddy does, to be honest with you. Because like before when he was Puff Daddy and he changed to Diddy and stuff like that, there was really no social media. You know what I mean? So people were just like, okay, whatever, that's what it is. And he kept pushing it. With this, like, there's social media now, so people can just shut stuff down instantly. He's a big personality. So it's like, you can't keep pushing the same thing when we're just like, no. So and I think that's, like, it was like, it's a business decision. It just wasn't catching up. We had to stop it.
It was a business decision. And Sony called you too, Dex. And what are you called these days?
I'm Dexter Stucky.
Exactly.
Look, a check will shut anything down.
That's my case. Who the hell do you think was about to call him Brother Love? Like, who does he think was seriously about to go around calling his ass Brother Love?
Y'all remember Mother Love?
At that table, like, we can take Puff.
It's going to be like a Thanksgiving dinner with Mother Love, Dude Love, and Courtney Love.
They were not having it.
All right. Was the apology, Dude Love, I love it. Was the apology accepted? All right. Marilyn Manson, first time he's ever been mentioned on this show.
Yeah.
He was at a show, and during his show, he pointed a machine gun, albeit fake, at the crowd. While he has a microphone on, as you can see, but he's singing with it pointed at the crowd. The gun had, according to AV Club, this is what their description of it. The gun had a microphone on it and was obviously fake, but the realness of the gun probably isn't the biggest issue here. The larger problem is that there was a mass shooting on Sunday where 26 people were killed in a church in Texas, and also that Marilyn Manson's concert was in San Bernardino, which saw a mass shooting back in 2015. Marilyn Manson decided to clarify why he had a machine gun and said the following: in an era where mass shootings have become a nearly daily occurrence, this was an act of theater in an attempt to make a statement about how easily accessible semi-automatic weapons are.
White people live behind this making statement. Let me stop.
This my performance is not meant to be disrespectful or show any insensitivity. The prop microphone I used was handed to me with the approval of a police officer. Basically, I have black friends. My empathy goes out to anyone. My empathy goes out to anyone.
Black friend Tony
has been affected by the irresponsible and reprehensible misuse of real guns. Guys, are you buying his apology?
No, it's bullshit.
I'm buying it. God.
What'd you say, Ty?
Oh,
that's bullshit if I've ever heard it. That's like the good stuff, though. That's like constitutional bullshit. Like, what? he's gonna throw in a police officer like, oh, and it was supported by the police, like Negro.
The NRA supported me having this gun on stage. Like, what?
Marilyn Manson is like still alive.
Yeah, he's still touring. He actually broke his leg. This right here
is so disturbing on so many levels. Like, I mean, you're at a concert, and I understand that mass shooting at the church just happened, but you're at a concert, and literally last month, we just had a mass shooting at a concert. And people lost their lives, like, less than a month ago. Like, you can't be this insensitive. You can't be this stupid. Like, I don't even think he was doing it for attention. I know he definitely wasn't doing it to get, like, to raise any type of awareness, but, like, just the lack of intelligence that one has to have to think that to load a prop gun or whatever into an audience of people, concert goers, and think that this is okay, like, that's a problem. Like, when you came out and apologized, you really should have just said, like, I'm a terrible person and I don't think before I act. That's what you should have said, because all this extra stuff was BS.
Yeah, just at least just say you have
the freak show. So, like, you know,
can you go back to that picture, Jason?
He would take out a gun and start shooting the damn audience. So if I saw his crazy ass with a gun, I'd be getting the hell out of there.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something.
That could have been a panic. I would sue him if I was at the concert.
Well, apparently the concert goers weren't really surprised by it. They said there wasn't like any really reaction from the crowd.
Because they're the this picture and them are the face of terrorism historically in this country. So of course they were not. Of course they weren't. Because that's what they're used to.
All right, keeping the show going along. We're going to play a game called Who Did the Most?
Bow Wow.
not Wow Bow. These are two people that you do not know. One of which is a teacher. It says, laughing my ass off, my professor really brought a mother F coffin in class just to say, y'all test school is happy, did.
Dr. Ward.
Says a lot. So did they do the most, or did this person who decided to there's a car, you see the car, it has terrible stuff on it, like F U N word, die you N word, it was all over the car. Go home, N boy, die, all this other stuff. Well, it turns out that the owner of the car, 21-year-old Don Terrius Williams, admitted that he vandalized his own car with washable paint. They said they did not file any charges against him. They said he was genuinely remorseful and with regret. And he's upset about it.
What is Don Terrius trying to achieve here?
Don Terrius said the whole situation got out of hand when it shouldn't have even gotten started. It was just a Halloween prank that got out of hand. I wish I could go back to that night, but I can't. I just want to apologize from the bottom of my heart for the pain and the news I have brought you all. So who did the most? Was it Don Terrius, or was it the nutty professor here in the
coffin? You know damn well Don Terrius did the most.
Absolutely Don Terrius. First of all,
that name.
I'm not even, okay, thank you. That name is a stunt.
I don't have an issue with the name. I have an issue with the fact that
from Mississippi.
America currently have a big issue with racism. And for you to paint that stuff on your car to obviously get attention for, to say someone was racially motivated to attack you and write that on there, that to me, that's a slap in the face to all the progress that we've made as African Americans.
Because that's a very dangerous move, too, because it's the same as Marilyn Manson with the gun. Like, when somebody else sees that, now they want to act out against white people, and now people in that area could have been hurt because somebody called themselves retaliating for what someone supposedly did to you. And I think that it was very irresponsible, and, you know, you just need your ass beat.
Not only that, you would have gone on. What's even worse about it is you would have gone on with this had they picked it up and the story going the other way. Had they not picked up, because I'm sure what happened was they looked at a surveillance camera and was like, that figure looks familiar.
That's Don Terry.
Don Terry? Is that you? You would have, like, that's disturbing because it had the news camera picked it up first and was like, oh, we have an act of vandalism. You would have gone right along with it with a made-up story about how you came out of your brand-new well-to-do area. Like, good, like you deserve a seat. Like,
okay. So Don Terry's did the most. We all agree, Don Terry's.
Absolutely.
Right. That professor, though, like, dude, why do you have a casket?
He wheeled it in class.
When we were in college, I think there were a couple professors we had that may or may not have done something like this.
But you just wheel it. You rent a hearse to wheel that thing in the class. All right, time to play a game called Racist. If we play every week because, you know, we always have stuff to report. This is what a teacher said to a student. Don't smile at me, man. That's how people like you get shot. I got to bet by the time you're 21, someone's going to put a bullet right through your head. Okay? And it might be me, the one who does it. He's talking to a student who was laughing while he was writing equations on the chalkboard. This student is black and teacher's white, as you can see here. Student's mother had this to say, the teacher did apologize poorly after the incident, saying that he was upset because he did not think the student was living up to his potential in the class. However, the student's mother says that it's not enough, saying that if her son had made those types of comments, he would have been arrested. And the mom said, quote, I want him fired. I want him fired. And I want charges to be pressed against him. The teacher has been suspended and he is on administrative leave. Comments racist or no? Just frustrating.
The mom, she can press the charges herself. She doesn't need to wait for the school to do it.
You think those are racist things to say? I think what he said was racist.
Why else would you say it?
Yeah.
First of all, what is that to say in the climate in which we live? Like, and if mom waits for this school, you'll never see the charges pressed. Sis, go press them yourself.
Yeah, like, why? The school can't press charges on your behalf. You have to do it. What are you talking about? I want charges pressed. Go do it. Fuck's stopping you.
I think the craziest part about this is that in some type of way, this guy probably genuinely did think he was motivating the kid. And it's like, I know, like, back in the day, like, that was kind of the thing.
What kind of motivation?
What day? Like, where do you get...
I really do. I genuinely feel like
shot. Are you kidding me?
I genuinely feel like back in the day, like comments like that and stuff like that. Like not. I mean, obviously he took it a little extreme, but I'm saying like when people be like, you know, you're at this point, people will say that you're supposed to be dead at this point. You're not supposed to make it past 21. This and that. People say stuff like that to motivate kids because like in a lot of neighborhoods, that's a fact. That does happen.
And yeah, but like say, and it might be me, the one who does it.
Like, okay, like I said, like he did take it extreme. But what I'm saying is that I think that in his head, like when he was saying this stuff, he was trying to motivate the guy. But if I finish, I think in today's culture, today's climate, you really have to be careful when you even think like that. Because when you say things like that, you get yourself in situations like this. Like, I don't necessarily think he meant harm because I don't know. I just feel like a lot of them, like they're not just that bold enough to say stuff like that to you. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like if he really...
But they are. That's the point. They are.
They really
like,
are.
He said it. Like, he actually just said it. Stating a statistical fact that you're supposed to statistically be dead or in jail is one thing. Saying, don't smile at me, that's how people get shot, and I might be the one who shoots you? Like, are you kidding me? And then you are betting, I bet by the time you turn 21, somebody's going to put a bullet through your brain? Oh, so you're threatening me by the time I'm 21. You are threatening me. He lucky that wasn't me, because if somebody had said that to me when I was in school, I'd have leapt across the table and punched him and put blood in his mouth and then go tell him, now you got a reason to put a bullet in my head. Don't you say nothing like don't you? I dare somebody say something like that to my child. Dare somebody say something like that. Hey. Or my nieces and nephews. I'm absolutely going to give you a reason. I'm going to act the fool. Please threaten one of my children like that.
All right. Two people think it's racist, one doesn't. All right. Papa John. Himself said this, the NFL has hurt us. We are disappointed in the NFL and his leadership did not resolve this, talking about the protests. Leadership starts at the top, and this is an example of poor leadership. The controversy is polarizing the customer, polarizing the country. We expect a decline in sales to persist until a solution is put in place. Guys, so hey, this man, is what Papa John... What'd you say, Tyson?
Right.
You blame the NFL to pizza nasty.
That's what Papa Jones? Absolutely.
Hell no, it's nasty.
Ain't nobody going to Papa Jones.
You eat Papa Jones? I just think with this one, it's like you're legit putting making money over people's lives. And like it's insulting. Like to legit like just break down the layers of what he's saying. You're saying that because the NFL owners are not controlling.
Or not censoring their athletes.
Yeah, like you're giving them the opportunity.
He means controlling.
Yeah. You give them the opportunity to boycott. I mean, you give them the opportunity to kneel and not come out or whatever, which makes people who are like, you know, hard-working Americans, you know, that support the Confederate flag, you make them not want to order my pizza because they're not seeing the commercials, you know, during the game because they can't watch it because they're just so stunned by what's going on. That's offensive to me. And then the next day, like, you know, there are so many white supremacists. And this is how you know it's racist. After he said it, a bunch of white supremacist groups, like, started to endorse him and want to buy more pizza and stuff from him. Like, that tells you that it's racist. He did deny those endorsements by the white supremacists, but like, who cares? Like you might as well be one with comments that you make like this.
Here's the thing. Papa John's has always been, that man has always been a nasty individual. That's
why you say he nasty.
In 2009 or 2010, whenever President Obama passed that Obamacare Act, the Affordable Care Act, which was really just Romney Care. He just slapped his name on it. He decided that he was going to scale back his hours on his employees so he didn't have to pay for health care. He has always been a nasty one, and he has got to go.
One thing I do like about Papa John's, I do like they had that little pepper. That little,
can you not?
That little pepper?
Keep it.
You know they keep that little pepper in there?
You can keep.
And they had that little riser that keep the
cheese.
They put that little riser to keep the cheese from hitting the cardboard. So I do appreciate that from Papa John's.
I got Papa John's pizza because it was free. Via T-Mobile Tuesday, and it tasted.
I didn't even get it then.
Did you put that little garlic sauce
was my
in there
first
too?
Time having it, it tasted like 3-day-old Domino's pizza. Papa John's.
It tastes like they put cardboard in that thing.
Like they put the. I don't know why they have the little thing to hold up from the cardboard.
Yeah, they hold that little table. The little table to hold up the cheese.
For what purpose?
The little table.
I mean, little kids table. Cardboard, because that's what it tastes like.
Yeah, they have that little pepper in that that garlic sauce.
Like, why are you putting a pepper in pizza? Nasty.
That garlic sauce.
Just nasty.
All right. That's all we got. Time for Q&A. Ty, moving right along.
Listen, Q&A, you guys send us your questions, and we will try to answer them. But listen, life is short, and we're getting old. And so if you're sending me some foolishness, I'm not going to read it.
If you start your letter off with I live in a wealthy neighborhood.
Right.
We are blocking that thing.
I got cussed out last week talking about she lives in a wealthy neighborhood. So.
Yeah, and so I was irritated by that. So we decided to skip your question. And hopefully we didn't lose you as a fan, but if we did, good riddance.
Good Lord. All right, all are true except for the last one. I didn't change the last one. My bad. But the last one's pretty good. I would say either the third one that says brother home Netflix account or
you may
that one's good.
Unfortunately, I didn't receive.
I know. Well, the first two are from last week. So the first two you still know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like those.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just go with the third one. Let's go from there. Here we go.
When my brother went to college across country, I added him onto my Netflix account and gave him all the info. At the time, it was still cheap and allowed 4 people to use it at a time. After 3 years away, my brother came home and immediately landed his dream job. He is back home living with my parents and has no bills other than his still deferred student loan. Based on his recent viewing habits, I've learned that my brother is either gay or interested in gay people. There are all of these suggestions for LGBT films, and the recently watched list included documentaries about the subject or movies with gay leads. When he asked me for the Netflix info again, I explained they raised the price and only allowed 2 screens at a time. I want to ask him about what he's hiding and tell him to get his own account if that's what he wants to watch, but I don't want to come off as insensitive. I have a young child and I don't want him to accidentally watch anything inappropriate. What should I do? It's really simple. Your brother is grown. He's grown that for himself.
Not only that, your child is not going to accidentally bump into anything because you set up different profiles. There are literally like 4 or 5 profiles on my Netflix account.
And the adult movies that I watch
will not be on my niece's Netflix account because she is a child. And so we set up child perimeters. So House of Cards just won't show up on hers because she can't watch it because she's under the age of 18, 16,
House of Cards
14,
also
whatever.
Probably shouldn't show up on yours either because, you know, you're a young man and careful with that one.
On boys.
House of Cards was a good series, okay?
I don't really think it's a lot of your business, like what your brother's watching on Netflix. Like, I mean, if there is something that he wants to tell you, if he feels comfortable telling you, then he could tell you that. But I feel like you might be taking this a little too far. Like, I don't think that you should necessarily like question him, like, oh, what is that you're watching on Netflix? Are you interested in gay people? Are you gay? Like,
right? Like, what are you doing? Who are you?
I mean, but if someone's watching something on your account, I mean.
It wouldn't matter.
I mean, I'm not saying you should ask them, but it's natural to be curious, no?
I think it is natural to be curious. I don't have a problem.
Be curious, but I think you should probably end up minding your business.
I guess my siblings and I have a different relationship. Like, if I was curious about something, I would just ask.
Right. Yeah, that's how I would do, too. I'm not.
Like, right. What the hell is this?
I think it really depends on what it is. Like, if it's this situation, I don't think that I would ask about that. I don't really think that's my business.
I personally just wouldn't care. But if I did care, I'd ask. It's my brother. I can ask him what the hell I want.
It's my brother.
Exactly.
All right, moving on. So,
but it don't sound like y'all got that kind of relationship. Because
our advice basically is, I mean, you set the premise that he has his own job and lives at home. So I guess your point is that you shouldn't feel bad. Netflix, if I'm not mistaken, is in the area of $8 a month. So
it's like,
I'm sure
like 12 now, actually.
If he did not have a job, he could afford his own Netflix account. So if you want yours guarded from whatever it is he's watching and you don't want to set up your own profile, simply tell your brother that he needs to create his own Netflix account. It's really that simple. Next question, please.
All
right. Well, we got 3 good paragraphs happening. Wait. Oh, okay. Someone left this on my best friend's door. What should I do? Dear resident of Blank Avenue, here you are. Oh my. Here you are. Coming relentlessly gay. Myself and others in the neighborhood ask you to tone it down. This is a Christian area and there are children. Keep it up and I will be forced to call the police on you. Your kind need to have respect for God and concern homeowner.
Let me tell you something. You put a sign back on that. Now, let me tell you, I'm not for an alternative lifestyle, but you put a sign back on their yard and say, your yard looks like sin, and you only know my sin because you're in sin, and tell them you're going to call God on them for living in sin. Like, who you think you are to be talking
about? How is your yard gay?
They must be.
They got flowers.
Yeah.
You have like.
They got flowers. That's it. That is it. That is the only. They have rainbow colored flowers. Like they have an assortment of colors in their yard, and that's how this person.
No,
said
I'm
they
so
were
curious. Like, how is your yard? I've never seen a gay yard before. That's
unless they have like a mural of like 2 women having sex or 2 men having sex, or like I don't understand how it can be relentlessly gay.
Like when I was Michelangelo's dad.
My aunt actually. My aunt lives next to like some really like Bible thumpers, and she lives on the end of her street, and 2 houses over, this I guess these Christians live, and they have these picket signs out on their lawn that says it says like all kinds of scriptures like God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, or like some like all types of like really bold proclamations. About against gayness, and it's really funny to me every time I see it because it's like they don't care, like they really don't care what you have signs on your lawn. But for someone to actually stick this note on your door or in, like something like that, that's That's great. I mean, what are the police going to do? What are the police going to do? Listen, tell them to call the police.
Let me tell you,
it's very disrespectful, actually. And it doesn't like it doesn't matter if you approve of these people's lifestyle or not. Like, you don't disrespect somebody's property and do that. Like, that's so rude. And then just and to even bring your religion into this, like, that's insulting. And then I also feel like when people do stuff like this, they push people further away from religion. Like, it's disgusting. You guys are giving Christianity a bad look.
Right.
Yeah, I think, like, me personally, I would write them a letter back saying, you know, dear so-and-so, mind your effing business and kiss my ass. Call the police if you want to. Send them over. They probably want to join us and our, you know, some sick shit that I'd come up with. but I would definitely respond with a letter back with the utmost sarcasm. So if you want to take a and plus, I mean, can't you like sue them for harassment or something?
Absolutely.
You absolutely can.
Absolutely.
And you can like slap them with some sort of hate crime. Like, Bible thumpers are the worst. Like, what? Why are you so, like, why are you being so ridiculous?
I mean, and I'm Christian, Bill's Christian, Ty's Christian. So, I mean, it's not like, what? Oh, sorry, Dex. Dex, too. it's not like we're against Bible thumpers. It's just
some people. You are one.
It just takes it way out of hand.
So. You are a Bible thumper. Like, this is funny to me because you tried to shade me. Now I'm going to be real. You are a Bible thumper.
I didn't try you to shade
you. Like, to be honest with you,
I forgot.
If you were the person who wrote this letter, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, this is you.
What?
Yeah. I'm about to get you fired. Yeah.
Not at all. Definitely wasn't me. Definitely not. I have no problem.
I don't care enough about other people's lifestyles to be writing them letters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's their business.
You do whatever you want to do.
Just kidding, just so you guys don't fire any of us or anything like that. Just totally.
Oh, yeah, Dex was just playing. He wasn't serious. Ty, you want to tell them where they can get questions before I go to my second?
BroTalkLive.com/questions. Enter them in the little box. Start telling us your name and give us follow-up stories. We ask for them.
We really want follow-up stories.
I want to know how you resolve this letter issue. Please let us know. At brotalklive.com/questions. Thank you.
They planted some flowers on their lawn. That's what they did.
Please tell us how your yard is gay. I'm very curious about that.
Can you send us pictures, please? Send it
to us. All right, time for Jizzy Time. We're going to play play a game called Jail Time. Why you laughing? I really didn't want to do this. I went back and forth. Like, I had a backup Jizzy Time just in case at the last second I said I didn't want to do
this. Jason.
Because it's really insensitive, but it's such a good game. Like, and I said to myself, I was like, myself said, and I said, I could do this in a way that's not going to be demeaning, and in a way that just puts it out there that, you know, it's a game and we're trying to just play a game, okay? So if anyone is disturbed by this game, I apologize in advance. Dex, I don't know what's wrong with your camera, but it's cool. You can just rock it out. The podcast people can at least still hear you. The game we're going to play is called Jail Time. And I want you guys to match the sentence. Since we're talking about jail and Meek Mill earlier, I figured this is a good time as ever to play this game. Match the sentence with the person. So the nominees we have are Lil Wayne, Remy Ma, Lil Kim, Gucci Mane, Tupac Shakur, Shine, and T.I. And the range goes from,
Is it Shine the 8 years one?
Well, we'll figure that out. We go from 8 months to 8 years, and we're going to put each person where they belong. So, who had the 8 year sentence? Who do you guys think between Lil Wayne, Remy Ma, Lil Kim, Gucci Mane, Tupac, Shine, and T.I.?
I would say it's Remy.
I think it's Shine.
Yeah, I think it's Remy.
You say you think it's Shine, Ty?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Bill, what you say? You going to break the tie? Remy or Shine?
I think it's Remy.
All right. So you guys will say Remy. Let the record show that Dex said Shine just in case he's right. 23 months.
Dex said Remy also.
We go from 8 years to 23 months. Who served 23 months in prison? Was it Lil Wayne, Lil Kim, Gucci Mane, Tupac, Shine, or T.I.?
It just dawned on me. I don't pay this much attention to anything.
I have no idea.
I would say Shine. I know Shine has been in for a while, but like.
Yeah, let's go with Shine.
Yeah, I would go with him for this one. I know he's been there for quite some time.
All these people have since been released, by the way. 22 months. Lil Wayne, Lil Kim, Gucci Mane, Tupac Shakur, or T.I.?
Gucci Mane.
I feel like Gucci's been a long
yeah, time. I'll go with Gucci Mane.
22 months.
Okay.
You don't want to do Gucci?
No. I think it's him.
Let's do Gucci.
All right. Gucci Mane, 22 months. 1.5 years. Who served 1.5 years in prison?
Lil Kim.
Lil Kim?
Yeah.
All right. 2 is better than 1. All right. 366 days, a year and a day. Who did a year and a day?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne. Is it Lil Wayne? I'll go with Lil Wayne then.
Oh, I'm just guessing. I have no
idea. It's either Lil Wayne or T.I., but like, let's go with Lil Wayne.
Go with Lil Wayne?
No. Let's go with T.I. because, yeah, let's go with T.I.
All right, Jason, can you put Lil Kim head down a little bit? It's uneven.
You want to go with T.I.?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with T.I. Bring it down some. Jason, you boiling my blood.
I mean, people are listening to this on the podcast, and they can't even see my damn face on this, so it doesn't matter.
9 months or 8 months? Who had 9 months or 8 months? Lil Wayne or
Lil
Tupac?
Lil Wayne had 9 months.
Now Lil Wayne, then Tupac. Yeah.
Lil Wayne 9 months, Tupac 8 months?
Mm-hmm.
We're probably.
I think this is all wrong. Like wrong.
you think this is all like wrong?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Make any final changes? Currently, you have Rumi serving 8 years in prison. Sean served 23 months. Gucci Mane served 22 months. Lil Kim served 1.5 years. T.I. 366 days. 9 months for Lil Wayne and 8 months for Tupac. Do you want to change anything?
No.
All right. I made all the guesses.
You guys were absolutely wrong. This is the correct order. This is what you guys had. And once again, this is the correct order. So Shine served 8 years. Shine serves 8 years.
Which one we get right?
Let the record show that I said
I got the Shine one right.
I don't think you guys got anything.
That's what I said. I said Ty got that right.
You got everything wrong, guys. Nothing was right.
Well, I mean,
nothing. That's wrong. And this is right. So we had Shine serving 8 years. Rumi actually served 23 months. T.I., he served actually 11 months. Actually, he served 8 months, got out, then went back 6 months later to serve an additional 11 months. So 22 months for that.
He was on like a layaway plan?
Yeah,
how does that work?
Like that. 1.5 years for Gucci Mane. Lil Kim served a year and a day. Tupac served 9 months. And Lil Wayne served 8 months. So that is the street cred / jail time game for Bro Talk.
You should have put Martha Stewart on there because she went to jail too.
You're right. I should have. But these are rappers. I just wanted to do rappers.
Oh, she's a rapper. She rapped up Christmas presents.
I like that. Speaking of Christmas, it's time for Dex's BS report.
So sorry if you guys watch the live show because you can't see my face. I'm super animated.
Dex's Super Show.
Yeah, super excited about this.
You gotta throw it in there.
About this BS report. Okay, so the first things first. Have you guys ever been craving a McFlurry from McDonald's? You finally get to McDonald's and then they tell you that their ice cream machine is down. Well, there is a new app that's been released on the Apple wherever you get your apps from.
Like the App Store?
The App Store. Yeah, I tried to give like the Google Store, but I can't keep up with all that stuff. I'm too old for this. But there is a new app actually that is going to tell you when McDonald's is out of ice cream at a select location. So only thing you have to do is go on there. You know, type your location in there and they'll tell you like if the McDonald's close to you is out of ice cream, because McDonald's understands that this is something that a lot of people are really pissed off about. So like you guys can know that they don't have it before you go there and get disappointed and have to curse them out. Right.
Fix them so they're not broken.
Well, a little bit of inside information. So I used to work at McDonald's. It was like actually my first job. And we do this – well, when I worked there, there was this thing that we would do is that like the ice cream machine is very difficult to clean, and it has to be cleaned every night because you put quote-unquote milk in there. So it has to be cleaned out every night. So, you know, people clean it out either early or they clean it out or they don't like use it at all just to avoid cleaning because it's a long process. So that's the reason why usually they tell you that the machine is down.
So, will it tell you if it's clean with the app?
Well, I mean, as long as the machine is clean, they'll be selling it, I think. I don't know how McDonald's does these days.
And they probably don't clean it very often.
Right.
Yeah, sure. That's what I want to add to know. Machine clean. That's what I want. Give me an app for that.
So now there's a story that's a little different. We're actually going to take it to Alabama, where two cousins, Tiffany Bates and Clifton Bridges, were arrested for unlawful conduct. So what happened was there was a family funeral, and there was a lot of noise at the grandmom's funeral, and people couldn't figure out what the noise was, but things kept like falling over in the background. So
no, thank you.
The pastor decided to walk into the back, and he caught Tiffany and her cousin getting it on. Tiffany's actually 31. The cousin's 19 years old, getting it on at the grandmom's funeral. The two haven't seen each other since a couple years. So they decided once they got together, you know, the love was there, the grieving family was there, and they just decided to continue to keep getting it on. What really gave it away is when Tiffany screamed, "Keep pounding me," and when like the pastor went behind and saw it. And that has been Dex's BS report for the week.
You know, that's the Carolina Panthers hashtag, keep pounding. That's like their official hashtag. That's hilarious. That's nasty. Was this that is in West Virginia, you said?
No, Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, close enough.
26 charges of lewd and lascivious behavior. How insane is that?
Lascivious, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, that is what I mean. They didn't have phonetic spelling over there.
I knew lacious. I could just figure it out, because every time I hear lewd, I hear lascivious, and you said lacious. I'm like, lacious.
That was lacious. I was like, wait a minute.
I should have played it off.
Scour my brain for lacious.
That's cool. Thanks, Dex. Appreciate the BS report.
Yeah, I was trying to use a word like processing.
Oh. All right. Time for seats,
dear
Bill.
God. Yes, it is time for seats. So today, as we all know, it's November the 7th. From a lot of us, it's polling day. It's election day. So I went out to vote today. As I will always do, since I stood in line for 8 hours and walked down the road a mile some 6 years ago. However, when I got to the polling place today, the woman tried me. Now, there's this in our polling place. We go to a school, and there are a group of nice, seasoned people that sit in the place to take names and signatures and that sort of thing. And when I walked into the polling place, the woman asked me what my name was, and I gave her my name. And she looked over at her friend when she arrived at my name and says, "He doesn't look like a William." And she then looked again and said, "William C. Mayer the Fourth, are you? That's you?" And then she said my address, and I looked at her. Before I knew it, she was cussed. Good.
What'd you say? I know, man. We don't want to
know what you said. You do want to know what I said.
That's awful. Like, really? Oh my God. That's how voter suppression starts. Just like that. That's crazy.
It is, because, you know, I live in a well-to-do.
Hold up.
One of the well-to-do neighborhood on one of the most.
You mother effing me. Don't you ever say you live in a well-to-do neighborhood. Who the F do you think you are?
Oh, yeah. You know, because that's how
we felt last week.
I don't want to hear that. And it's not because I'm poor. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that because you don't have that much money. Like, you're not serious. And it really irritates me. Anyway, that was a good seat because I'm seating people too for the same reason. I didn't have issues at the polls except for the fact that I walked through unopposed. Like, there was no one there. I'm just like, what the hell is this? And then you sons of bitches get put in jail because the judges in the area are racist. don't come. I don't want to see not one person with a free anybody shirt. The polls were completely empty. Like, it was like nobody in there. That's cool.
My seat is not poll related. Although I did know that the polling place that I go to, it was very empty this morning. And another person I know who went there, I went there this morning, she went there like 5 something, and she said she was number 101. that's ridiculous. Like, that is, that's a slap in the face. But okay, we won't even get started on that. We'll talk about it next year. Or, I mean, and what, 3 more years when Donald Trump wins again. We'll talk about it then, because you know how this goes. But my seat is going to go to this girl that I know. She's super beautiful, amazing, intelligent. Like, she's just a dream. But, you know, sometimes people say things they just don't make a lot of sense. So this young woman said, she made a Facebook status that said, you know, I don't like that people are making this new Lion King more about Beyonce than it is about the Lion King. Like, Beyonce is not bigger than the Lion King. And I do agree that people should not make the Lion King movie bigger than, people should make Beyonce bigger than the Lion King movie, because, I mean, she's a part of the cast. It's an overall cast. It's a movie. However, I have to give you a seat, because you can't say that, like, Beyonce, who's arguably one of the greatest generations of our greatest entertainers of our generation, is not
preeminent
than a 90s.
Come on, the preeminent singer of our time
is not bigger than a 90s cartoon. And I'm not even like a big Beyonce fan, but like, come on. Like,
Beyonce is absolutely bigger than the Lion King.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
I mean, who sold more DVDs, Beyonce or Lion King? I would think Beyonce.
Who do you think still selling more DVDs? And I live for the Lion King.
Guys, can we just leave this at my seat and don't chime in? Because I just don't want to get in trouble and like.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble because Beyonce is definitely bigger than Lion King. So go ahead and sit down, miss.
Because Beyonce called and said.
No more. Called and said, I don't want to get in trouble.
She called up Walt Disney and said, I'm Nala now. And that was it.
That was it. I had a seat, but I don't remember what it was. That Beyonce thing just took me out.
It took me out.
I don't think I have anything. I do want to give a shout out though.
Okay, Dex.
You said my Dex.
Okay, Dex.
I also have a shout out.
And William.
Who was my seat? Oh, I had one. I can't remember what it was. Oh well. Moving on. Thanks everybody for participating in the seats part of the show. I really can't think of what my seat was. Dex, you messed me up with the Beyonce thing.
I'm so sorry.
I should have wrote down. I always like typically write it down in my notes, at least like a hint to what it is, so I can kind of get triggered by the time the end of the show comes. And I just didn't do it this week, so whatever. Don't forget, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment. Of course, I'm gonna remember it as soon as the show ends. This has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. I'm not done. I'm not done. Okay. This is another edition of Bro Talk Live. I specifically want to give a shout out to Elaine from Renewed Talk. Make sure you check out her show. She talked about us on Instagram. We really appreciate it. And I probably stole what Bill was going to say. She makes some. Does she design all them posters that she puts on her Instagram page?
I think she does. Like,
is she a graphic designer? Because she does some really good work.
I think she does. And that literally was going to be my shout out to my friend Elaine from Renewed Talk. Like, that was going to be my shout out.
She can get done with
video of us and everything. That was awesome. Thanks, Elaine. We really appreciate you. Check it out. Renewed Talk. She's on SoundCloud, and also I think she's on iTunes now. So check it out in the Apple Podcast app. Anyone else have any shout outs?
Just a shout out one more time to True Flavor Pod, and then everyone else who's tuned into us, like Jaden, the great Jaden, like obviously like a shout out to you. And just everyone else who's just been like showing us love and like retweeting our stuff and talking about us. Tomorrow, guys, make sure you tune in at 7 to In the Mix with Kid Six. Like, it's a great show. I'm super excited to hear it tomorrow. Obviously, you know, they're going to touch on the Meek Mill situation as well. And anyone else who's decided, Marion, of course, thank you so much for your support as usual. The winner of our Black Panther competition as well. And thank you. Thank you, guys.
Shout out to Lady Pink 538. She's over here watching the show from the start. Probably when she gets to the end of this, she'll think it's still live. But thanks for watching anyway. We appreciate you.
And one last shout out to 51.lil on Instagram. Thank you for watching and participating in the show whilst we were live.
Appreciate all the podcast listeners. You can check us out on Apple Podcasts with Bro Talk Live. If you're watching and you like to drive and stuff like that, check out the previous podcast where we interviewed Mr. McLaurin from the Pops web series. Make sure you check that out on YouTube, Pops web series, through IndieCast Storylens. Sorry, IndieLens StoryCast. I messed that all up. But new episodes come out on Thursdays at 2 p.m. I'm messing this all up. Thursdays at 2 p.m. Andy Lynn's Storycast by PBS. Any further comments? We good?
This week, I'm praying. Oh, please, everybody, pray safe travels for this week as the Saints gather in St. Louis for
Andrew Caldwell's there.
Convocation. Okay.
Is Andrew going to convocation this year?
He's there. He went live and he was there.
Yeah, I think he. Louis.
Is he speaking?
Do you think he's speaking? No, he's not speaking. We're not putting him. Jason, please don't make me smack you through this.
But can you please get his autograph here and like get him on the show? Because
I'll see if I can get him on the
please
show.
Please get him on the show. Come on, you want me to send you some cards? I can send you a card so you can give it to him. get him on the show. Yeah, I'll send you a card. Get him on the show.
Just send me a card. I'll see if I'm legit going to track. All right, here's going to be my mission when I get to St. Louis.
He's going to be tipping and dipping on the show.
I'm going to lose my life if he actually agrees to be on the show.
He's going to send you his PayPal account information, so make sure you have some money.
I'm going to send that on to somebody else. When Jada Smith, since they're just handing out money.
Bro Talk Awards are coming up, so make sure you stay tuned for that in the next couple of months. I think in December, that's when it happened. We only got a couple of shows left for the year, guys. You guys excited for the winter break?
I am.
Now, what else am I going to do on the Tuesday?
Exactly. For all those who did not watch the Ric Flair documentary because you were watching us, I really appreciate it because let me tell you something. I might skip Road Talk tonight.
That's 30 for 30.
You know what I'm saying? I recorded it, and I'm definitely going to watch it after this. So I appreciate everyone who took the time out to watch Road Talk live tonight. You're really appreciated. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. I'll leave you. Dex isn't here. So who wants to smile? Dow, you want to smile? Or Bill, you want to smile? Let's leave with Bill's smiling face.
I got these teeth going.
And we'll see you next week.